New look Mazda BT50. Is your ute built like a BT50?
Great to have your company, Adelaide. Midweek edition of The Rush Hour. Let's get down to business and welcome the man that I like to call, and I call him lots of things. 5-2, the Black Rhino, God's Gift, all the above. Now I'm running with the flux capacitator of The Rush Hour. Yep. Back to the future. I got a feeling that's where we're heading today. There's a segment coming up a little later on called Moonlighting. Cannot wait to get to that. Cannot wait to get to that as I introduce a man that brought more greatness to this state than Colonel Blight himself.
Colonel Blight. G'day, Adelaide. G'day, Lulu. Good to be here on a Wednesday. Beautiful day. Stay out in the sun. Get the rays.
Get some D.
If you sit in the shade, or you're going to get cold.
Yeah, chill
it's
your bones.
Freezing. Mm. But it's good to be here. Looking forward to a very, very big big show on a Wednesday.
Sun's out, guns out. Easy on the accent.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the guns can come out today.
Really?
Nah, not today. Get UV levels are up just slightly.
Get some D on the face. It helps
yeah, that'll be good. Absolutely. So, no, looking forward to it, Lou. Plenty of things happened overnight.
Certainly did. God, where to start on a day
like that? You go for it.
Rory Sloane's on the show. We're going to talk to Sloane. He's in Byron Bay and up in Queensland country. Of course, they're on the bye. They've shut the shop and gone camping, the Adelaide Crows.
Until Friday.
We're going to get cross to World Cup, to Russia.
We're not playing till tomorrow night.
Yeah. No, we're just going to get a vibe for what's going on over there. Got a man on the ground, Jars, over there, the Rush Hour. It's a little sad that you and I couldn't get there ourselves,
but
budgetary constraints have meant that we're here in studio. Now, I'm going to talk to Harley Breen, comedian, very talented young man over there. Give us the insight of what is happening in Russia 2018. Damien Barrett will join us with all the latest footy news.
Yep.
As I said, a bit of moonlighting, a new segment on the show. Can't wait to get to that. And then, of course, there's a couple of things that have happened with both our clubs. Someone finally signed out at Port Adelaide,
And
Ollie Wines.
Well done, Ollie. Congratulations.
Say that with the Crows. Still nothing out of the Crows. The one? I think the Crows aren't even signing autographs.
Oh, no, don't.
Because the kids don't want them.
Don't. That's a little jab.
Is that a bit low?
Too
low for the low ballers?
Yeah, don't.
No.
Nah, all good.
It's just another injury. Another
hamstring.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk through that very shortly. $1,000 or $2,000 today?
Today, yesterday, it was 2K Tuesday.
Oh, that's right.
It's hard to say 2K Tuesday on a Wednesday, isn't it?
It's 1K Wednesday.
As I said, the flux capacitator, probably not operating at full steam, Murph.
He's ready to go, Luke.
Right, I strap myself in, family. Got a big show.
Come on, family.
Big 2 hours of sports / entertainment.
Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, Triple M. It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
3-year unlimited K warranty. No, not Rory. The used cars at Jarvis Toyota.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
In comes Sloane, and he has put it through the Sloane dog. Rory! Rory!
Yes, the Adelaide champ joins us now. Sloaney, headed up north just for a bit of R&R. You've been at Byron Bay, you've moved on. How goes the break so far?
No, it was very good, mate. My break's a little shorter than the rest of the team because I've got to still do a bit of training, which has been nice. But now we headed up there, Belinda and myself, caught up with Andy Otten and his lovely wife, Emlyn, and Otto put me through my paces. He was my rehab nice. Coach up at Byron Bay. I think it's Byron Bay Magpies. He did a fairly solid session. So got a little bit of training up there and a bit of warmth, and then managed to buy a couple of surfboards. Since I can't surf, I thought I'd buy a couple instead.
Did you have your footy boots on when you were training?
Yeah, had my footy boots, had the runners up there, had everything, football. Took it all
good.
Up there, mate.
So you'd be right to go.
Mate, the buy's been and gone, or it's about to be, so will we see you?
Yeah, well, that's the plan. 100%, that's the plan. Done. So I'll train this weekend with the boys. And, as long as everything's going smoothly and I'm recovering and tracking along how they want me to, then I'll certainly be putting my hand up for selection because I think I've ticked off a lot of the requirements, and there's probably a couple more to tick off this weekend.
And a few other mates coming back with you, hopefully?
Yeah, hopefully. I'm not sure how they're all feeling at the moment. I'm sure a little break would have certainly helped Rory Laird, Luke Brown, Tommy Lynch, a few others as well that are all itching to get back out there and play some footy.
Mate, Eddie Betts, bloody hell, 4 weeks. Can't take a trick down there.
Yeah, poor Eddie. He's starting to play some really good footy as well. He's really hitting his straps the last month. I thought his last month of footy, just watching, has been outstanding. So we're going to miss we're going to miss Eddie. But again, like I've said the whole time, just allows some of these younger blokes to get a crack, and it gives them the opportunity now to stand up and take some of those reins that Eddie's been so good at for us the last few years.
Sloane, another week, another club you're linked with. Now it's Melbourne because your sister's going to go and play some footy there.
Yeah.
Congratulations on becoming a Demon.
Well, membership.
Isn't that the worst reporting ever?
Yeah.
If you think that's true. I mean, she's 26. She lives her own life. And what do they think? We're going to play football together, do they?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, that's where it's
I'm
at.
With you,
just because your sister's gone to a footy club, you've got to go there.
Good on her.
Yeah. But look, absolutely. I'm bloody proud of my sister. And it was a big decision for her, actually. One, she wanted to keep quiet for a fairly long time and not have distractions around it. But she's an incredible athlete. I've watched her play a stack of volleyball, and she's a tall girl. She's got really good football skills too.
Nice.
She kicks in the off season, and she kicks the ball really well. And she's, as I said, a good athlete that runs really well. And I think she's just really excited to earn her way up and to work her way through Casey. It's going to be exciting times for her, and I can't wait to watch her play.
Mate, what about the Crows? Tex, obviously on record afterwards, down on confidence, just in a rut at the moment, very much because of injury, but now just starting to sort of show a little bit on field that, not the disconnect in the sense that you're not still in it together, but the lack of continuity in the playing group playing together.
Well, we've had a great run the last few years in terms of having basically the same group out on park for a long period of time. But again, it just provides, I'm not going to dwell and be negative on this, because again, it provides, as I said the whole time, great opportunities for some young guys to stand up. And unfortunately, we've got guys, senior guys as well, that are a bit out of form, and some of us senior guys that hardly played much footy as well. So it's a responsibility we all share, and we're certainly going to make the most of this break, get guys refreshed, and make sure we come into the second half of the year and really get back to playing the type of exciting footy, winning hard through the contest, and the type of footy that we've been expected to play the last few years, because that's the footy we love doing.
Mate, we're back at home next week against the Eagles. No Darling, no Josh Kennedy. So, mate, we will win next weekend, and then boys are on their way. They got some momentum, get some confidence back, and we're away.
You couldn't ask for a better month of footy, really, coming off a bye and a few poor weeks of performance. I mean, we've got West Coast, who are sitting equal top. We've got Richmond, and we've got Geelong. So
beautiful.
I think it's just, again, we've been presented a few challenges over the years. And again, this is another one that we'll just take head on and we'll make sure that we're ready.
Love it.
Love it. Travel agents are happy because they'll know your destiny as well within 3 weeks. So it should be good for everyone to book their trip.
Hang on. Sorry, mate.
You've been slapping me all week, Sloane.
I couldn't resist myself. Hey, Sloane, did you get woken up last night by a notification on Twitter on the internet that Eddie had done a hamstring?
Oh, let it go.
No, I didn't actually. I got an email.
Hey, enjoy your break, mate. Always great to catch up. Thanks for taking the time out. Cannot wait. Fingers crossed that we see you back after this bye, all right?
Yeah, it'll be a great week next week in studio if I'm back and ready to go. So I can't wait. I've been itching to go for a long time, and I hope to tick those boxes this weekend and
brilliant.
Be itching to play.
Because if you're out, we're getting your sister on, okay?
Yeah, she actually looks quite similar. You just give me a bit of longer hair and she'll fit right in.
Great work, mate.
See
great to talk.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Rory Sloane, thanks to Jarvis Toyota. Don't forget, for anything Toyota, visit Jarvis Toyota. It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis at Triple M. 104.7 Triple M right now. It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
Good news keeps on getting better out at Alberton with the news today that Ollie Wines has recommitted himself to the Port Adelaide Football Club for 4 more years, Jars. This is just a really nice masterstroke by the Port Adelaide Football Club. Here's Ollie explaining about why he's signed on again.
Oh, look, to be honest, I've always been very comfortable in Port Adelaide colours and being at Alberton. As I said, I had to weigh up all the options. It was a matter of time where I just felt comfortable to do it, and yesterday was the day, and we're here now and it's done.
Just massive. In really good nick, playing
some
great footy, and just the shot in the arm you need as you now go into a Friday night blockbuster against the D's. And this next 2 or 3 weeks could really set the year up, because the winner on Friday night locks themselves into top four.
Well, he's playing super footy. Oh, isn't he? Been one of the reasons him and young Sammy Pal-Pepper and Polak, the three of them have been fantastic.
Well, they're getting their balance right, and if Wines can keep this level, it gives them the genuine ability to influence, you know, on the inside, like he's shown. And don't get me wrong, he's been a very, very good player, but his form in the last few weeks is next level stuff. So, great news. Kenny Hinkley on with Ruan Ditch this morning. Sort of just explaining a little bit more the decision and how Ollie's family plays a big factor in this stuff.
You know, he's his own man. He always has been. And all the way through with Ole, he's always taken time to go through everything. And, you know, he's such, got such a close family. And that's what his biggest consideration is what's right for him and his family. He doesn't just consider himself. And then also for his football club. He won't get rushed. He always said he would wake up one morning and he would just say, I feel like signing today, and it's the day I'll sign.
Fantastic. Kenny there with Ruan Ditch this morning. Trav Boak said a similar line. He must have woke up and had some smashed avocado and wanted $3 million and said, right, that's good. Around $750 a year.
Is he captain material next year, or do we wait another couple of years? Because obviously he's going to be the next one.
Good question.
But it's when?
It's the one that's been thrown around. He is the heir apparent. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'd love to see him not get encumbered with the captaincy just yet.
That's it.
Around about 23 years. That's really young. And as we know, and a lot of people are becoming aware, captain's role off field is pretty arduous at times. There's a lot to take
on. Equivalent to a senior coach.
Yeah, you know, you got to do a lot of this extra stuff. Whereas I think if Trav will be around and still playing, I think if Trav's happy to continue in the role, I wouldn't hand it on Ollie just yet.
I wouldn't change it yet.
Because, you know, you want Ole to be, when that changing in the guard comes, because Robbie Gray is 30. Mm-hmm. Trav's 30. Mm-hmm. All right. They've probably got a couple of more years in them. Oh, I would say if they can hang on to it, he's already
don't
a leader.
Rush it.
I mean, you're already a leader.
Absolutely.
You don't need to see an extra your name to be able to play better footy. So, but you still want to put it on guys and make it become an imposition as opposed to something that lifts you up. You know what I mean?
And to Port Adelaide, they bloody do it well.
Don't lose too many, do they?
Retaining, regaining. Yep. They do it as good as anyone.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean that they don't lose anyone, and then they can pick up some quality recruits over the last five, 6 years.
They've been able to, and that's a credit to Port Adelaide.
Absolutely, good on them.
Well done, Graham Self. So there it is. If you missed it, another 4 years for Ollie Wines at the Port Adelaide Footy Club. I'll tell you what, I can't wait for Friday night. And Power fans, please get there.
Look, there might be just a smidgen of rain, but I think that might be on the weekend. But Friday night, there's no rain forecast, and the wind is bugger all wind.
It's the only negative
thing.
So it'd
be just a little bit chilly.
Port Adelaide at the moment, the last 2 weeks.
The fans need to arrive.
The fans have got to turn up.
This week,
you can have a mulligan from last week because of the weather.
Gives you a mulligan.
But got to get there.
45 plus, Lou, if not 50 Friday night.
On the, I reckon 50's the pass.
50 the pass?
Has to be the pass. Got to be the pass.
Okay, Carrie.
All right, and watch Ollie Wines and Sammy Pell-Pepper and everyone else. Sammy.
It's going to be a ripping game for prime time. Oh, we're prime time, aren't we?
Hey, speaking of prime time, got to talk some Adelaide Crows next.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, apparently there's another injury down there. I don't know, it came out last night online. Must be only a backroom player, small player, not a big name, I wouldn't have thought. Get to that next, I'll tell you more.
Charles Louis, Rush Hour, Triple M. The Rush Hour, Charles Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
Crow's got another injury, just not much of a big name at all. It slipped through on the website last night at 9.05 on the AFC website. I only got it because of the push notifications on my phone as it was going into safe power mode. You know, Murphy, it does get into that non-glaring one last night. I don't know whether you heard of this guy, Eddie Betts. He's done a hamstring. He's going to be out for a month.
Yep. So what's your problem with...
What's my beef?
Yeah.
Is there any danger of actually getting out and just delivering the news?
Well, hang on. Hang on. Before you slap me footy club,
the
Crows bring out the old Tuesday injury report on time, right? Lunchtime. Every Tuesday, lunchtime, there's the injury report.
Yep.
We've got coaches away. We've got players away. Eddie Betts is in Melbourne at the moment with his family. Yeah. We've got the high-performance team all out of the country at the moment on a bit of a break. Right.
She wouldn't thought you'd be having a holiday right now
but
if
then
you're
don't
in
forget,
charge of high performance.
Don't forget,
down
they've
there.
All got to get together. Obviously, let Eddie and then obviously Eddie's got to let them know. And then with Riley O'Brien, well, Riley's got to speak to his family first.
It takes
time to coordinate to get the mess to get the injuries out.
Eddie,
I don't know why you're slapping me club because it was 9.05.
In this day and age, she's nice. Just sneak it through late, just so everybody can't get into the main news and can't get the old hamstring question again.
What? A couple of hours late, whoopee doo. Whoopie doo.
Mate, as a, I'm not even an Adelaide fan.
Nah, but still,
and I reckon
because everyone's out of the country, Lulu, because they've got the bye.
Is the joint shut down down there?
Yes, it is. Everyone's out. Everyone's having a break.
What are you on backup generators down there?
Everyone's having a break, and they deserve a break. They need to get out from this bloody fishbowl.
That'd be the
criticism.
That'd be the players who can have a break.
Yeah, but all the coaching staff having a break.
When did you play last? Saturday night. All right,
Hawthorn.
Last time I checked, wasn't a long weekend, was it?
No.
No. So Monday probably rock in for your scan. Get your info. I don't know. Somebody might be able to sit around and read it and go, actually,
well,
yeah.
Young Riley O'Brien had to tell his family and all that first before it come out. You've got to give him that, don't you? And Eddie's probably the same. Eddie had to coordinate with all the people within the club.
Did they have to get the tin cans and put the string together just so they could actually extend one to Riley's family in the other state? I mean, how hard is it for a doctor to go, mate, you're done for the year? Then you get on the phone, you go, hey, Mum, Dad, everybody, we're done. We're releasing it this afternoon. Honestly,
mate,
relax on down over there, mate. No, I know it's your footy club. You feel like you're under siege. You haven't done it well all year.
Hang on.
Another great example. If I'm an Adelaide fan, I need to know.
What do you need to know?
If things are going from bad to worse.
It's fine.
They're on the up.
It will be.
So Eddie Betch, probably.
Eddie's a big blow.
One of your best players.
Well, yeah.
He's done a hamstring and you find out on the website at 9:05.
But.
It's because to me, I don't know. This is me picturing the meeting. Righto. Injuries. Yeah. Got a couple. Righto, O'Brien. Done for the year with a shot. Yeah. Oh, that's unlucky. We'll give him a go. Okay.
But let's just tell his family first and notify them. So that takes a bit of time. Let Riley do all that, right?
What's the name of that guy that the crowd, they chant his name when he kicks all those majestic goals from the pocket? What's that guy? I can't remember. He's only a bit.
Eddie Betts.
He's a bit player.
Eddie Betts.
He's done a hamstring. He's going to be out for a month. I just sit on that for a while. No one needs to know.
He's in Melbourne.
No one needs to know because.
Taking time out with his family.
Because Ed doesn't need his phone ringing.
The high performance team are away. They're all out of the country. Everyone's having a bit of a break.
Yeah, he's relaxing in Melbourne.
2 hours late. Whoopie doo.
And then, did you say the high performance team's gone camping?
No, they're out of the country having a break.
Honestly, Jar, come on.
So it just takes a bit of time to coordinate all the information before it comes out. Yeah. But at least it came out.
Yeah, because it came out.
At what time was it again?
Oh, that's a positive. They've actually admitted there's a hamstring. No, they haven't. Read the report. Ready?
I did.
Eddie has suffered a slight strain to the tendon, which equates to a recovery period of approximately 4 weeks. To me, and I don't know about you,
yeah,
that tendon would be the hamstring tendon. Can you not even say you're
not a doctor, you're not a physio, you don't know.
Has the Birdman and Fags and everyone down there become the Fonz? Is there a certain word they can't say?
No, they're just having a break. They've down tools.
Hamstring.
Go on, let's go. You're just slapping.
Honestly.
Actually, that's one of the questions in the quiz with no name. So,
what is it?
About a hamstring and
Why don't you leave the club alone? That's your football club as well.
No, I'm about to do a hook for the quiz with no name. I'm doing a solicit right now.
What can we send through tonight, release online?
9:05.
9:05.
Can I point out that 9:05 is prime time on social media, though?
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought.
No, it is. No, see? Charles and I know.
Yeah, prime time on social media, but 3 hours too late for the main news stories. Yeah, that'd be right.
133353. Give us a call now.
I went down there today, Charles.
What happened?
And I went down to get in, and it said, sorry, we're closed.
Yeah.
Big sign hanging up on the joint. Shut down. The whole joint shut
down.
It's
not closed.
What's going on? Is there any danger you could sign anyone?
Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at Triple M.
A grand in the hand. Up for grabs. Quiz it up. The Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Thanks to Automasters.
Stuck in traffic? Check the service sticker on your windscreen. If it's overdue, call 1300 Automasters.
62% of the family reckon Ollie should take over the captaincy out of Port Adelaide.
Next year?
Yeah.
Next year, 2020?
Yep. Now that he's committed, should he grab it next year? 38% say no, too soon.
Yeah.
So interesting. We'll follow that one throughout the day. And gee, some great feedback on your Crows team yesterday. 77% of the family are on board.
Well, I've lost Eddie Betts now.
You need to,
find something for Eddie.
I wonder how should have done your match committee after 9:00.
9:05.
Righto, who is playing the quiz today? Thanks to Automasters, $1,000 up for grabs.
Automasters, good friends of ours. Daniel of Burton joins us. G'day, Daniel, son.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Fantastic.
That's good.
You better say hello to Louis.
Hi, Louis. How are you, mate?
Good. Thank you, Daniel. Very good. 60 seconds, right. 10 questions, and Automasters lifeline, my friend. It'll be the DFIU.
DFIU.
We're working that one out, everyone.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck, Daniel.
Here we go, my friend. How many more years has Ollie Wines signed on for Port Adelaide?
Four.
What part of Eddie Betts' body did he injure against Hawthorn?
Hamstring.
What day this week will Australia see the Socceroos play Damuck?
Thursday.
How many runs did England make in last night's one-day match?
Order Masters.
What's the name of Bob Murphy's new TV show on Fox Footy?
Bob.
Fox Footy, yeah. Which backup Crows ruckman is having shoulder surgery?
Riley O'Brien.
Oh, name the Aussie golfing legend who passed away at the age of 88 this week, Daniel.
Thompson.
How many matches has the Sri Lankan cricket captain been banned for ball tampering?
I'll go with three.
Which former world number one did Nick Kyrgios defeat overnight?
Andy Murray.
Who top scored for Australia in last night's one-day match?
Travis Head.
Oh, there it is. And time to spare.
Had a fair crack.
Yeah, yeah, very slick.
Nice. It was an awkward beginning, but gee, what a finish.
Boy. Cheers.
Righto, sit tight. We'll pump it in. Daniel, son, what's happened there?
What's happened there? Where's the money machine?
Just having a few issues over here.
Here we go. Sorry.
Analyzing now.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Come on.
Come on.
Correct.
Not again.
Oh, Daniel. Daniel, number eight. How many matches Sri Lankan captain Ben Ben? You went with three. Given the recent climate, one would have thought that's probably not bad. He just got the one.
Oh, really?
Our blokes get six to 9 months. Yeah. Our guys get.
But, named and shamed.
Yeah,
that's one. It, eh?
Yeah. Great effort, mate. Great effort. The Auto Masters question. How many runs did England make in last night's one-day match?
Four something. 480.
481. I would have taken a lot.
Yeah,
it was embarrassing watching it.
Fennicum, that's a story for another hour. Yeah. I can tell
good
you.
Good stuff, Daniel.
$90, thanks, Daniel. Well done. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you.
Well played. Of course. And thank you to Automasters, Murph.
Yeah, stuck in traffic. Check the service ticker on your windscreen. If it's overdue, call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Andy Murray.
Damien Barrett coming up next. You just had to do it, didn't you?
Andrew! Louis did it.
Charles and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
Northeast Mitsubishi end of financial year sale ends June 30. Northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents.
Well, you're sitting in a chair.
The best newsbreaker in the business.
They covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Yeah, Damo joins us. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Damo.
Louis and Charles, good afternoon.
G'day, champ.
Allow me to go off script for one moment, Damo. Your thoughts on the Crows releasing at 9:05 on their website last night that Eddie Betts confirming he's got a hamstring injury and will miss 3 to 4 weeks.
There's nothing in it.
There's a journalistic term, or it's a newspaper term, actually. Yep. It's putting out the rubbish at that time of night. And that's not to describe the content of what the information was there. It's to do it in the time frame outside the news cycle. Although, in 2018, guys, what is the news cycle? It's 24 hours, isn't it? So I suppose 9:05 in 2018 is the old, maybe 4:30 in the afternoon. So the news bulletins on the TV stations could get it. But yeah, look, the bigger picture of that is it's another problem, isn't it? For the Crows, have already had a lot of problems in that space already this year.
Certainly have. We'll leave that one alone. AFL changes tune regarding umpire bumping after the Dusty Martin incident, where Dusty was fined $1,500. They've clearly changed tack.
Yeah, and look, I take a pretty extreme view on this, and I know I'm in the minority when I say that. To me, it's a black and white issue. If a player chooses to contact an umpire, and that includes in my assessment here, if he chooses to force the umpire to endure him reenacting a decision that was just made by that umpire, that means he touches him in so doing. I'm pretty adamant that that's a weak ban at the very least. Now, I know the players, and I know retired players, and I know even the umpires themselves don't like that, but we've got ourselves so confused with this situation now that Michael Christian, on what he said Monday of this week, was in such contrast to what he'd been saying right up until the weekend of footy just gone. I've also got no doubt, Louis and Jars, that because of the subject of the most recent umpire contact being the reigning Brownlow medalist and the one who is going to poll heavily again in this year's count, that would have had something to do with it. The AFL won't admit to that being the case, but they've no doubt, in my mind, changed their tune on how they are going to now interpret the intentional contact of an umpire differently to what they had done to that point of the season. And yet again, it's AFL rules on the run.
Certainly is, and you're going to get situations where early in the year you get unlucky, late in the year when they work through the mechanisms of it and they realise how severe some things be, you get to it,
yeah.
Those will get off. And that's unfair because it should be a level playing field right across the season.
It should be. And people are saying, well, now we know where they stand on it. But we don't know because they keep telling us there is no such thing as a precedent.
Damo, there'll be a new one coming up in a month's time and they'll find another way to adjudicate around it or get the outcome they want like they always do.
Yep, and what you're saying there is where I'm coming from with this particular matter, Louis, and as I do at a lot of matters, because we only need to go back to grand final week last year where there was no way Trent Cotchin was allowed to play under the rules of the system in 2017 with what he had done, but we also knew that he was going to play, and we also know that he did.
Just don't touch the bloody umpire, full stop. Ollie Wines signs a four-year deal there, Damo.
Makes him a 10-year player, doesn't it? Just on the raw mathematics of it, which has sort of crept up on a little bit. 6 years is what he's playing now, having been drafted in 2012. And what I admire with what he's done there, just as an opinion around what he's done factually, is that he's pushed himself beyond that free agency status. It would have been so easy for him to just sign a small contract, wouldn't it, to then allow him to breathe, to reconsider when that time came. But he's removed that. And the way he's always presented himself to that footy club and to the public in general is a man that when he signs a four-year deal, he's not going to be mucking around with it. That's a four-year deal. So I really like what he's done. He's given it some thought, and maybe that was ultimately the reason that it dragged out to this round 13, going into round 14 time of the year, because there was no fear from the power all the way through that he was going to leave. And we heard what Ken Hinckley said last week, didn't he, when he said he was 100% convinced that he was going to stay. So maybe it was the tinkering around the duration of it. It obviously now does put the focus back on to Rory Sloane. Not that it's ever been off him, but it puts it right on him now, almost solely on him now, with the big name Adelaide-based Victorian who's still got a decision to make. And look, the Crows, you can only ask them the question so many times, and they are adamant that they're in a really good position to retain him. But you can also speak to clubs down here in Melbourne who haven't officially been told they're out of the hunt and haven't officially given up on him. So I don't have a read on it, guys. I haven't had a read on that one from the outset, and I'm not going to attempt to get one now, given it's getting to a point where he has to make his mind up in one way, shape or form.
Turns 24 in October, does Ollie. Gets him to 27 as he leaves the club if he wants to go ready for the next contract. Damo, means he's in his absolute prime. So it's really clever on all behalves, and I think everybody wins, both the footy club, the player and the family.
Yeah. I think once you give a club 10 years, no one could ever say that you haven't given everything to that club. And the 5.5 years he's already given it, they have been of a nature where he's absolutely all in every time he runs out.
Certainly does. Last one and a quick one, mate. More experimental trials for AFL to fix the game.
Yeah, it's happening a bit regularly now. We had Brisbane Lions last night doing what Hawthorn did a week and a half ago, and that is troll some rules. It's obviously a little bit fake in that you've got teammates being the players that you're up against when the drills are said and done. But there was a bit of angst over the secrecy around the Hawthorn troll 2 weeks ago because of the nature that this is an all-in game now, and these changes that are now inevitable and will be made with legislation to the game itself, that the competition needs to know, and the secrecy around the Hawthorn one didn't go down all that well. Brisbane Lions last night were quite public about what happened, about what they noticed and observed in it. I reckon the one that's really growing legs, and I think it was the Malcolm Blight one initially, wasn't it? The extension of the goal square from whatever it is, 9 or 10 metres out 18, to 18 to 20 to 25.
Metres,
That's really good. I've spoken to a couple of players today just on separate matters, and that seems to be the one that they like as a starting point. Now, again, as we know, you bring in something, someone will quickly negate the benefits of that. I'm yet to see how that can be negated, because it would force the kick out after behind to at least start away from the goal line as a starting point.
And your next point is to an attacking part on the ground, which is what everybody wants, and you can't defend and close it into one half. Hey, Damo, thank you so much for your time.
Got to go, mate.
Got to roll.
Thanks, boys. Good to chat.
See you, mate.
There he is, Damien Barrett.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis at Triple M. You're listening to Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars and Louis this afternoon at 104.7 Triple M.
We like to keep ourselves accountable here at the Rush Hour, and it's nothing that the left arm is doing that the right arm doesn't know about. Jars and I are very connected spiritually, mentally, physically, you name it, we're a tight show.
Right.
So it comes with great grief and disbelief that the great man's been moonlighting Bruce Willis style again last night.
What have you got? You got a lot of nicknames now, Ace.
Juice, Jar, 5 and 2. I mean, who could forget such times as the old front page of the lift out on the weekend, Dr. Evil style, that no one told us about?
Oh,
who could forget the appointment,
you're on holidays,
the coming home of Gazer Football Club that we had to read in the Messenger?
I forgot.
And then did you want to tell us about what was happening on Channel 10 last night? For those who missed it, my boy here, the Juice, has gone primetime again and recalibrated a role he had many years ago on 10
Stop
Sport,
that.
Doing a bit of footy speak. Have a listen to him here with Nick Butler. Hey, Butts.
Now, you are the male man. Is Rory Sloan going to the Hawks?
What? Rory Sloan going to the Hawks? No, that's Mitch McGovern.
Are they both going?
No, we can't lose them both. Hey, Mitch McGovern's contracted for another 2 years. Rory Sloan hasn't made a decision, as we know. He doesn't know what he's going to do yet, young Rory. Let's get him back playing next week, and then we can talk about this down the end of the year.
Now, wow. just for Butts, and I know you're listening.
2.5 minutes I've got.
Karl Malone, the mailman, that's mine.
He did say that.
That is mine. It goes on.
Come on.
What I liked about it, not only did you look good.
Did I use any of our stuff?
The boxing's starting to take shape up top,
too. Yeah.
What I did like was the gag. And is there just...
I'm not a gag teller, you know that.
No, there's a gag in here, everyone. No. And it seems to be... Is 1.5 or 1.6 million just a figure that's stuck in your head there?
No, you've got to play him, mate. You can't do that. Don't want to play those silly games. And look, if Rory Sloan comes out in a month's time and says, look, I'm going back for family reasons, we've got to respect that. Well, then we'll go and get $1.5 million a year and go after young Bontempelli from the Western Bulldogs. What about that?
comes out of contract at the end of 2019.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. We can wait.
But is everything 1.5?
Yeah,
Clarko was 1.5.
I know. It's just in my head, Lou. That's probably what I'm on.
Any danger?
No, sorry, mate. I forgot to tell you. I know Channel 7 aren't happy with me.
Exactly.
You play that again, you'll have no fingers.
Channel 7.
Rory Sloan is coming up in the second half of the
they
rush hour.
They told me today. They said, Jarman, who? No.
Jars and Louie, 104.7 Triple M.
Yeah, great to have your company. Big second hour to come on the rush hour. Jars and Louie here, the big juicy ripping Nick today. If you haven't seen him, he's doing a bit of moonlighting as well. Doing some work with Channel 10. Nicely done, big guy. Just a little heads up next time.
I just tried to keep it quiet.
Yeah, you're doing something on the down low, almost impossible, Ace. Almost impossible. You should know that, given your great career you had, that you're one of the you're a state icon.
You went to lunch today with Channel 7 hierarchy. Did anything was mentioned? How'd you go?
Can't say anything.
Oh, come on.
Probably shouldn't even say that on
come
air.
Come on, Shutsy.
You probably should have asked me whether you could even mention it.
Shouldn't I mention it?
Shouldn't have mentioned it.
How'd you go? What'd you eat?
A bit of salmon.
It's nice.
Salmon. Mate, on a need-to-know basis, naturally you went there because you're moonlighting at 10. All right, so just keep that in your pocket. Ollie Wines has signed on for 4 more years, Port Adelaide fans. If you missed it, you shouldn't have, because it was everywhere across the papers and the news, unlike Eddie Betts' hamstring, which was rolled out at 9:15 last night. Unbelievable. Eddie Betts out for a month now. Crows, big setback for them.
What are you playing this for? Playing what? What have you got this on for?
Big show to come. Rory Sloan coming up this hour. Harley Breen's our man in Russia for the World Cup. And by the way, the Russians have won their second match.
3-1 defeated Egypt.
Do you need a blindfold?
What's the time?
And then I want to get back to a story that's a little old, but that guy that was going around running and then having to...
He dropped his...
The emergency stops.
Yeah,
I just want to talk a bit about that. I think we've sort of glossed over that a little bit. I need to get back to that
you
one.
Got...
And a stiff or soft segment coming up as well. All right.
Oh, this is the base.
This?
This is Glenel.
What are you talking about? I'm not hearing anything.
What are you talking about?
I've got Glenel. I've got Glenel.
There's nothing coming through the cans but us speaking.
Yeah, but I can hear the Glenel Football Club song or Richmond Club song.
Oh, I don't know.
What's happened to my...
As I said, a big... Maybe...
Are we on air?
Maybe someone's doing some mind training. Maybe.
Yeah.
Where am I?
Yeah.
Where am I? I can't see.
I'm on my way out.
Oh, boy, I hope you've got some clothes on.
Sloaney's coming up next. Rory Sloane for Jarvis Toyota on the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis. Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour with Charles and Louis.
I was born with a stiff.
Stiff or soft?
That was soft.
Oh, exciting times. Love this segment, Jarz. It's a good segment. We have to kick it off, play a little bit of audio first. Obviously, the Poms stitched us up in game three of the ODI series over there. Here is when England set a world record of all things.
Leg side, and that is the record, the world record. It's England, it's Trent Bridge, and they have gone past what they achieved here a couple of years ago.
I'm devastated.
I hope you're sitting down. 481 runs
in a 50-over match.
Like, that is just... Can I have all of those bowlers, all of them, sent home?
Or now. Jai Richardson.
Yep.
Stanlake, Billy. Yep. You've got Ty. Ty.
Yeah, what's his name? Ty from WA. Yeah,
WA. You want him home as well?
I want the whole lot.
The whole lot. What about the batsmen?
No. Don't worry about the batsman.
Hey, on.
Don't worry about the batsman. No one's chasing down 481.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do. Okay. All right. When you're getting figures, none for a hunch off your 10, honestly.
It was brutal to watch.
It is. If whoever's in charge over there of our embassy, revoke their visas, and I want them with Mr. WikiLeaks. Yeah. I want them in the Ecuadorian embassy by nightfall. All right.
Under that is soft.
Okay,
that's embarrassing,
okay.
Jar.
Keep going.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm with you. I can't fault you. What else?
The Crows.
Oh, not again.
No, just in general. Just what? The performance.
Stiff or soft?
That third quarter. 15 clearances.
I'll say it.
In a row.
That was soft. That was a soft performance.
That was soft.
Nice.
Right.
Okay. Optus Sport. We've had all sorts of issues with their streaming slash buffering.
Mm-hmm.
In the first week of the World Cup, stiff or soft?
Nah, soft.
All right.
They've had four years to get it right.
Absolutely.
Don't play that while I'm talking. That's not good radio etiquette.
No, it's great radio etiquette.
And mine got a couple of...
Yeah, one more for you.
Righto, Karen.
You've been busted moonlighting on Channel 10.
Yes.
Digital? Yeah.
Stiff or soft?
Stiff or soft.
I'm stiff.
Yeah.
I got in prime time. What about national?
Okay.
Right. Stiff or soft, Tommy Hawkins and Ed Curnow getting suspended and Dustin Martin getting off with a fine touching umpires. Stiff or soft?
Hang your bath towel stiff.
Oh, wow, you've never used that one.
No, it's new.
Our Thunderbirds, Norton 7, going back-to-back-to-back spoons. Are they stiff or soft?
It'll be rarefied air. Soft.
You have to present
that. Was
that.
Soft.
Yeah.
Because you've been there.
I'll have to go down and show them the way out.
Because you are. You take your lovely daughter down there to watch. What's going on down there? Have you got a take on it or not?
I mean,
is there a clean out coming?
On a positive note, picked up a couple of bonus points in recent weeks. We've won two quarters.
Is that it?
That's it.
And that's bonus points, isn't it?
You get a point there. Yeah. I mean, bonus points.
Come
stiff
on.
Or soft?
Soft.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
That was soft.
I'll give you one more.
Yeah,
stiff or soft, former Socceroos captain Lucas Neal giving away a penalty in the 2006 World Cup v Italy. Is he stiff or soft?
Talk about applying the VAR to it, honestly. Let's just get into the future. You know the rules. Don't go to ground. Jar?
He didn't keep his feet.
Don't go to ground, especially inside the penalty box.
Come on, Lucas. Costas.
Inside the box, you don't go to ground.
Where's Italy in this World Cup campaign?
Didn't even qualify.
Didn't even make it.
Stiff or soft?
Soft.
All right, couple to finish
that
off.
That was
right
soft.
Me, no car deal.
You're stiff.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, you're stiff. You deserve one.
Prince.
Yep.
With Lizzie not abdicating the
throne. Say it again. What's
Prince Charles.
Where is he?
Lizzie's still in charge. Out.
Oh, let her go. She'll go to it. She's 100.
She's 92.
Yeah, but don't hand her in the baton yet.
Call it a day.
Nah.
I don't care that you don't like
Camilla. So is he stiff, is he?
I reckon he's soft as butter.
Nah.
He should have tapped her on the shoulder and said, move
it's his
over,
mother.
Old girl.
No.
See you up at Sandringham and stay up there.
No, Prince Bloody William's our next king.
And finally, the Blue Wiggle. Have you seen this story?
Oh, crook.
Anthony?
Hey, good lad, Anthony.
Over in New York, I think. They have the revolving doors.
Oh, don't tell me.
No.
Because
he's the fancy one who kicks a little higher than the rest.
He does.
Showboats a little bit more than the rest. He walked into a revolving door the wrong way and broke his nose.
Stop it.
Paramedics were called. onto the
knocked
scene.
Knocked him out.
Yeah.
And he can't perform.
Oh,
he can perform with a broken nose.
He'll perform. But, yeah, done and dusted. The Blue Skivvy King, 12 stitches.
Yeah.
After a nasty accident in the US.
That's soft.
Yeah. Oh,
that was soft.
Thanks, Brownie.
Walking the wrong way into a revolving
Please.
Door, he wrote on Instagram.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Come on, Anthony.
The Wiggles need to get tough and kick him out for that kind of
thing. The Wiggles need to just hang it all up.
Hang it up?
Yeah, they're done.
I reckon he does.
Is this segment done?
We are done.
Well done.
What did you say about the Wiggles?
The Wiggles, they're stiff. Good band.
You can quote me on that.
Oh, no.
We're talking World Cup with Harley Breen next. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, Triple M. You got the Rush Hour right now, 104.7 Triple M with Jars and Louis this afternoon.
We're crossing live to Russia now, Jars. A man who's over there for Celtics. He's over there too because he's a funny bastard. The one and only Harley Breen. Harley, welcome to the Rush Hour.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Breen dog.
I mean, how goes it? World Cup fever. The Aussies are up and about a little bit. You're over there experiencing what is on everybody's bucket list as a sports fan. Tell me all about it.
Mate, it is absolutely unbelievable over here. I mean, not only is it a World Cup, but we're in Russia. I mean, largely a country that doesn't get a lot of press or positive press, I guess, back home. But it's absolutely incredible. It's basically like putting three Australias into one country terms of land mass.
Harles, is the fashion trend of the day just topless like Vlad does on horseback?
Have you seen him?
Oh, mate, me and Putin, we're like this. We're hanging out all the time, of course, before the game. We touch base, make sure the Russians are in working order. And then, of course, my focus here is the Socceroos. But in general, I mean, the whole country is just incredible. And it's a much calmer, safer place than I think a lot of Australians would think. I'm currently in, I guess, Russia's version of Newcastle.
Yep.
And it's a very industrial city. And I feel a lot safer walking down the main street of Samara than I do walking down the main street of Newcastle, put it that way.
Things are going to plan at the moment. Mm. And I say plan loosely in inverted commas. Russia have won twice.
Yeah.
I have no comment, comrades, on what's going on there. Although last night I was watching the Russians take on Egypt, and the hotel I'm in, which is actually the same hotel in Samara where the Socceroos boys are staying, they had, I don't know, maybe 12 TVs in this bar, which was great, but there was three different times that they were on. So something had happened and one TV would start cheering and then about 30 seconds later, the other TV would start cheering. So I don't know what they talk about with Russia and one system because it wasn't working last night.
Now, Harley, Socceroos coach Bert Van Winkle's got to play Timmy Cahill tomorrow night against Denmark. They've got to start him, mate. We need him on there to kick some goals to stay in the campaign.
Look, I couldn't agree more because, look, everyone is absolutely pumped just to see Timmy walk out on that pitch. And if he scores, he's going to be, now that Ronaldo has scored, he's going to be the fifth person in history to score at four World Cups, which is pretty impressive. Mm. And, I mean, if anything unifies these fans over here, I mean, it's all of them because it's a team game. But, geez, everyone wants to see Timmy Cahill get on and use that magic head to put a goal.
It is a magic head.
You know what that'll mean, what's Harley? That'll mean that our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, will try and FaceTime him again.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure everyone's frothing to see that.
It's one of the more embarrassing moments that we've seen from our Prime Minister.
You want to have a crack at Harley?
No, well, Harles, I need to be transparent upfront and honest. And you are travelling with the Fanatics.
Yeah.
Over there in Russia to all of our games. I just need to go on record. I'm not a fan. I don't like the Aussie, oi, oi, oi. So I just need to declare.
Well, then you'd be proud to know that at the game v France, that barely happened.
Good.
It barely happened at all. And you know what? There's a moment for me that if I'm into anything, I'm into people that are into something, that are passionately into something. And even though on paper we lost against France and who knows how those decisions were made. But anyway, this is what happened at the end. The French game left the pitch. The French fans walked out the second it was done.
Yep.
But every single Australian stayed in the stands and those Socceroos stayed on the field and we clapped. Everyone clapped each other. It was a big love-in is what it was.
Brilliant.
And I think
In that way, we won on the day.
Okay.
I like that. Harley, can I set you an assignment? I don't know whether you've seen this on social media. It was from Adam Peacock from Fox Sports, but an Australian gentleman, he may
be... I just had breakfast with Peacock this morning, so yes, come on.
I don't know whether he's a fanatic. I'm going to play you something. You need to track this man down. I have a listen to this.
They don't want it! They don't want it!
He's our boy.
That was one of the Aussie fans during our game against France.
We don't know what
I've been using that. I owe that man a lot of royalties. Can you track him down me?
Mate, it would be very hard to track that man down because he sounds like about 1,000 other Aussies.
All right, mate. Thanks for taking some time out. Harley Breen's Facebook page or Keltec's Facebook page if you want to catch up what Harles is doing over there. Last one, mate, the local product, the vodka. What vodka. How are we going with it, the nightlife?
Have you seen Drago?
Mate, look. I know radio codes and we're not meant to talk too much about alcohol consumption.
Yeah.
And I don't mind myself as someone who can put a few away, but they have tested me here in Russia. The other night I went out to dinner and sitting beside the table was a wine cooler, but instead of a bottle of wine, it was a bottle of vodka. I was like, oh, man, I've got to get up and film some stuff in the morning. So I was just tipping it into the bush. Very un-Australian, but I couldn't keep up.
Oh, mate, great to talk to you. Stay safe. Enjoy.
Good luck, mate.
Let's hope we're talking next after we've had a Socceroos victory.
Yeah. Go Socceroos.
Go the Socceroos. Harley Breen there, live on the scene in Russia.
Nice.
Newcastle, Russia.
Yeah, that's it.
It's the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis, Triple M.
Great news for the Port Adelaide Football Club. Ollie Wines is sticking around for 4 more years, and that big get, and reported to be around about $3 million, so $750 a season. Seems about right for one of their stars, Jars, out there.
I agree. A very, very good decision. Obviously, he's going to be a 10-year player, as Damien Barrett mentioned, after this contract. Takes him to 27, and then who knows?
Exactly. It depends where Port Adelaide are. But and what it's great, too, is he signed on in his prime. Didn't affect him. His last two games have been probably his best two games for a couple of years, I reckon. Outstanding stuff. So well done there. Adelaide Crows fans, if you missed it last night, it gets worse. Eddie Betts is now going to miss 3 to 4 with a hamstring. That just cannot take
a
trick out of West Lakes at the moment. Football fans, and I talk of the World Game football
fans. The World
Game. Breaking news from a little earlier. From tonight, all World Cup matches will be broadcast on at Optus Sport. So if you bought one of those, watch the World Cup on Optus.
Yes.
That'll be on there and you'll be able to stream it. But also it will be on SBS until the end of the group stage. So we are covered right up to the end of the group stage. Then they'll probably make a call as to whether they've been able to sort everything out, Jar, and get everything right.
So Poland and Senegal play tonight, Luke. Poland.
Who's your tip?
I'm going Poland.
Anyone else?
Home ground.
Anyone else tonight?
No, that's it tonight.
That's about it. All right. More trials.
Go, Lou.
More secret trials. Yes. Not so secret. Brisbane this time around had a crack at some of the new rules. Dane Zorko the magician, spoke to the press afterwards.
Personally, I thought the rules were really good. I enjoyed playing in that style of game. It was a lot more open, certainly around stoppages, which me personally really enjoyed being able to get clear. We trialled everyone starts in their own quadrant sort of thing. That was really good. At stoppage, we trialled the key forwards or the key backs in the square, and it just opened the game up and it had a lot more a lot less congestion, which was great. Blokes were able to run and carry a lot more, and was actually really quite enjoyable to play in.
Wow. He would love it because breakaway speed is unbelievable for Zorko. Geez, it's gaining momentum, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And I hope it goes down to the sandful because I'm sick to death of seeing 34, 36 blokes down to one end. Yep. Players were allowed to run and carry the ball for 20 metres without bouncing, Lou. And some of them struggled.
Oh, they would.
Yeah, because we used to, 15?
15, and your first thought is if you bounce early, you buy yourself extra time.
But that was trialled as well.
Oh, that's good. It's coming. Be prepared. Something is coming. What I want from that, and I know they can't do it, but I'd love to see some footage to know what they're talking about. And again, they're doing it all on the run and they want to keep it for themselves.
They'd have it all.
All the AFL would be recording all of it.
Yeah, and watching
sitting
it.
Back on it. Can somebody,
okay.
Let's just get someone in there, film a bit, get it out, go rogue on us. Show us what's going
on. Will we recognise our game next year? Because October's when they'll make all the decisions on what will be changing for 2019.
That's a really good question, Caro. That is a really good question. We will. And what we're hoping is the adjustments might bring it back to what it might just bring it back to what it used to be in terms of look. Or at least starting
in
spots and whatever else. Just breaking news also, Optus again in the news for all the wrong reasons. This time it's a good one.
What's happened?
They've changed their hold music because obviously so many people calling up going, what has been going on?
Oh, yeah, you know, you've got to wait online. Yep, yeah, and that music,
and it's normally that real boring stuff.
Yeah, that's rubbish. Piano but rubbish.
They've taken a bit of a leap of faith here and they've gone with this. What the world
needs now. It's good. Is
love, Bert Bacharach. Sweet
love. Set down.
It's the only, I reckon that's Jackie DeShannon, that version.
Where's Bert?
Well, Bert Bacharach wrote it.
Yeah, yeah, well, but he sings it, though, as well.
Well, he does a version, yeah.
Not only is it great to listen to, but it's got that message, I hope, just to calm your jets, because you know when you get on and you finally get through that you want to unload?
I'm going to send this off to the Pikey for the boys.
Yeah. I mean, we can change the words if they're around. What the world, sorry, what the crows need now is love.
Sweet love.
Oh,
here we go.
This is what the crows need. A good jet up the clacker.
Bit of Bert Bacharach won't go astray in the studio.
So what other songs did Bert sing?
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie on Triple M. It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louie, 104.7 Triple M.
Just another update from Optus, guys. From tonight, all World Cup matches will be broadcast on at Optus Sport, but also on SBS until the end of the group stage in a further gesture of goodwill. Optus Chief Executive Officer Alan Liu has today announced that Optus will offer the Optus Sport to all Australians for free, until 31st of August.
Wow.
Massive. Massive gesture of goodwill, and they needed to do so. Last six games have gone sweet, dramas whatsoever. And
can you see an issue with this arrangement?
Because the Socceroos haven't been playing.
Oh.
So my fingers are crossed that when our boys get in action next, which is
tomorrow
night, Denmark. That's when demand will be at its highest.
Oh, yeah.
That's when, if there's going to be an issue, like in opening game, that's when the issues came, and then obviously subsequent after that. Jeez. So fingers crossed for football fans, for Optus and everybody else, that it continues to go on without a glitch. Mm-hmm. Great gesture by Optus to give it free to everybody till the 31st of August.
Yeah.
And let's just hope that tomorrow night we get the ability, if you are watching via streaming, you can see that live. And free.
They're trying to look after their customers, aren't they?
Well, they need to. It's a PR disaster.
They want to give us, you know, they want us to back them in again.
Anyway, so that is that. Well done to Optus there. Fingers crossed that everybody is using that vehicle to watch the World Cup and access it. Get it right.
Yes, Lee.
I just want to take us back to the poo jogger.
Yeah, I know the executive.
It's a crazy segue.
I'm comfortable about this chat.
I'm pretty sure it happens in Russia. But for those who don't know, that guy that got nabbed, he was an elite business operator.
Front veranda of some establishment.
He just kept defecating at the front and would take.
Okay.
The poo roll with him.
So where are we going with this, Lou?
Well, I just need to know, Jar. Yeah, like, from this, that it wouldn't be the first time that would have happened to somebody.
Mm.
The fact that he did it on as a ritual.
Marathon runners do it.
Was a bit of an issue, absolutely.
Yeah. You had
the question I need to ask is, Maz runs a lot in your family.
Yeah, yeah.
She ever been caught short when she's been out?
No, not at all.
Great self. The elite athlete that you are.
You know me.
Fastidious to a point of degree. And you couldn't bring it upon yourself even if you had to.
No, and right, what about you, champ?
Is the saying going around, as a jar, shit in the woods? Well, I say absolutely.
Have you experienced it?
I look at this and I just say, I mean, I can relate to that guy only on the once or twice of occasion.
So what happened?
Well, it's happened to me a couple of times. So obviously when you get running, you get movement.
Yeah.
Well, it happened to me one pre-season. We're doing a hefty block of 600s, 800s and 1200s.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the first of the 1200s, and I was one of those blokes that sounded like I was starting the car a bit when I was running.
Yeah.
You know, it took a while.
Nice. But once you got going.
I'd be working a bit out of the back. And then all of a sudden I had to leave the track. Because I had it.
You were coming.
And then the worst part I would always find is the moment you think you've got lock and load, missile lock on where you're going, the body relaxes down on you.
And then it's all hell.
And then it's
like a damn wall. Yeah,
that's when you want to be Usain Bolt.
Because Darth Vader wants to get out.
Because you need to go and just absolutely get there. And so
was it uncomfortable?
I mean, it cost me a brand new pair of Calvins once. You know, you
couldn't hold it in.
Yeah, in the shopping centres. You know, when you can't find the amenity.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're going through some kind of labyrinth maze. And you get in there, and instantly again, you think, you go, beautiful, I found it. But then it's like a 100-metre walk to actually get to around all these doors.
I always find the floor plan before I go to any shopping centre to know where those establishments are.
But this is the Jason Bourne in you that comes out, the Matt Damon.
It is.
That you
straight away.
Lock and load, where's the toilet?
There it is.
So I need to know if how I get there.
Because I've got
to
get going.
I just think we've been a bit harsh on the poo job. No. I really do. And I think, if anything, just a little bit of leniency just needs to come on through because, you know, Let's be honest. Most of us have been caught out.
You've been listening to The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie, 104.7 Triple M.